From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. People lined the streets booing and jeering at a motorcade, which left President Robert Mugabe's residence in Harare on Saturday. Hundreds of thousands of people flooded the streets of Zimbabwe's capital, singing and dancing and hugging soldiers in an outpouring of elation that President Robert Mugabe's rule could come to an end. Zimbabwe's ruling ZANU-PF party will meet on Sunday to dismiss President Robert Mugabe. Two sources told Reuters News that the party would reinstate Emmerson Mnangagwa, the vice president Mugabe dismissed. After meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris, Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri said he will return to Lebanon to take part in Independence Day celebrations and added that he will make his political stance clear upon his arrival.
There, I will express my opinion on all of the subjects after meeting with the President of our Republic, General Michel Aoun.
Lebanese President Michel Aoun refused to accept Hariri's resignation that was made through a TV broadcast in Saudi Arabia and accused the kingdom of holding Hariri against his will. Ukraine's intelligence agency said Saturday it had detained a man wanted for the high-profile murder of an American journalist. Paul Klebnikov was gunned down outside his Moscow office in July of 2004. Many believe the killing was connected to Klebnikov's work investigating corruption in Russia and the country's shadowy business world. Ukraine's State Security Service said a Russian was detained, but did not identify who that individual was. This is VOA News.